We are here at the end of our tale, 46 episodes later, wrapped out to an ASMR-style whisper from Vasily Fett, explaining where the lives of our stars have ended up very mediocre and kind of lame, and, you know, we won, but, yeah, that's nice. I don't really know where to go with this, guys. Zach's dead! Yeah!
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
It's over!
Man, it's over.
It's done. And that was a moment of silence for Ephraim, the character that we actually liked.
Did we like him?
No.
Yeah, I mean, sort of. I mean, he's the head of the CDC.
Dude, they killed the best character. They killed Satrakian. I mean, come on. I mean, after that.
So this is the 46th episode of the show.
Yes.
Really quick, I'm Steve Lemieux at Steve Lemieux, STPHNLEMAUX. We got Rick Hong at Rick Hong, RICKHONG. And then we got Michael Young at One Youngster, ONEYOUNGA. One Younger. Cool. So, 45 episodes in, after every single plan that they had gone through. I was in Greece for 2 weeks, so I didn't get to do the last two episodes. But after the last episode, my one thought was, great, after all of this, we're going into the last hour of the show with no fucking plan.
Just wing it. Just go for it. Just, guys, just shoot for the stars.
What? Is it in the way?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Get just it out of your way.
Shoot or something.
Just shoot your shot. Go for it. You know what I mean? Shoot for the stars. You got to do what you got to do.
So, I don't even know what to say at this point. I'm literally, like, there, like, guys, I hate that this is, like, the worst after show so far, because there's so many ways they could have taken this show, even with the last hour left, but we literally wasted 30 minutes with Gus just fucking around. Like,
and
with the scene
melodrama
that didn't
really
matter.
Right, like killing the guy in the bedroom, that's true.
Yeah, melodrama with the, I'm going to kill myself, which actually didn't come to fruition, and... You know, the
a flashback out of fucking nowhere with Satrakian.
Yeah, that really didn't. I don't know. I don't. Guys,
they killed every interesting character. So like, we're left at the end with characters that are just not that interesting.
Well, I mean, we had Fett. We all like Fett.
We all like Fett.
We got Quinlan. We all like Quinlan. But I don't. I mean, with the last three episodes that were pretty solid, I was very anxious to see this. I was hyped. I was like, they're going to kill Zach. It's going to be a satisfying death. Not something where they try to redeem him, but it's going to be something satisfying. And I don't know.
Everyone in the chat saying, hey, the book series ended differently. Does it matter? The book series ended very differently. I'm not going to give that spoiler on air, because if you still like...
Yeah, you can always go to Wikipedia.
Like the straight after
yeah, you
this,
can always like Wikipedia.
You're going to read the books. Let's just say it ends with like a different outcome for the city of New York. It ends, I'd say, like, I wish the show would end as, but yeah, it's just...
It's okay, so some good things. What was good this episode?
Well, I mean, we know it was good.
They killed Zach.
I mean, they killed Zach. Well, no, see, that's the thing. They didn't even kill Zach. Zach took his own life, which is not fair. Zach should have been killed by, like, Quinlan or his dad. I'm sorry. I know this sounds mean. It's like, oh, man, you're trying to kill kids? If kids are bad, they need to die, okay? All right. Well,
Wait a second.
Bad supernatural kids. If you're bad regular kids, like, I don't know, time out of detention or something. But if you're bad in a TV show, then you just gotta go. I think that's the best I can say.
I just think it was just so weird. Like, this whole season was introducing all these characters, and then just killing all these characters, and then Fett's back with Dutch. Like, I thought Fett's goal was to go back and see Michelle and be into her. And
wait, no, you mean Charlotte, right?
Charlotte. Whatever name has a CH in it.
No, but see, we don't remember her name. Like, that's the whole point. She's like, almost not memorable.
It's just like, okay, great. So Fett is swayed by Dutch, but he's not really swayed. It's just kind of like leaving it open, like, I wish
that there was more time. I'll
say something real cool at the end.
I'm just gonna say something cool.
I wish there was more time. Like, we had like 15 or 20 more minutes to try to wrap up the story better.
I wish that like 46 episodes of bullshit wasn't enough.
No, that's not 46. Actually, it's probably 36 episodes.
46 episodes.
No, total. But I'm saying like 36 episodes are okay. Like the last 10 episodes kind of really wasted our time.
Yeah, because the first 6 episodes of this season weren't well utilized. Then we had 3 good episodes. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm all right. What are we going to do with the last episode? And then it was like, oh, that's what we're going to do in the last
episode. The first episode of the season was good. You could take episodes 2 through 7.
7? I thought 7 was solid.
I thought it was 8 and 9 that were solid.
Yeah, 8 and 9 are better.
No. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So like, you could take 2 through 7 and make one good episode.
Yeah, and make one.
And then 7 and 8 were basically one episode. Because, like, everything that happens is just kind of like, okay, cool.
Yeah, 8 continues on from 7 with Satrakia.
Yeah, it's just one episode.
Getting his.
Okay.
But 7 was good with killing Ikoris, but it was still, but
so it was like,
and now you have 10, which is just kind of like a slow burn the entire episode with the plan of being
a slow bad burn.
Hey, why don't we lure him into this place where we can set off I think I just kind of clicked why I hated this finale.
Okay.
Because it was just fucking stupid. No, like, honestly, it was just stupid. The entire series builds up that the Master is so intelligent, he's been around for so long.
Yes.
Blah, 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 blah. Need the Lumen. Fuck it, we don't need the Lumen. We don't use the Lumen. Who gives a shit? Oh, he has a red worm. We gotta kill the red worm. Okay, great. Well, we forgot about the red worm. That doesn't even matter anymore.
Yeah.
Great, he's gonna make Zack his next vessel. Okay, cool, he's training Zack. Whatever, we got that fucking relationship between Zack and everyone. Great, I get all that, right? Okay, cool. So the Master's been around for thousands of years. Terrified of this nuke. He's so terrified of this nuke because it killed all the ancients and he knows that it can kill him. Great. So why is he invading their base and going down into the one place where he knows that they would have set up something?
Pride. I'd hate to say it, but it's the same reason Ikoris died. It's because I'm so cool, I'm so much better, I'm so much smarter, you're only human, blah, 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 and that's why Ikoris bit it.
I need to give you that one last speech, and then you kill me as I'm giving you, like, that last speech.
No, but it was just stupid.
It's because he had to, like, gloat in their faces that they had lost. But, yes, writing-wise, it doesn't make sense it would at least make sense for him to kind of, like, feel out the building to make sure, but he just walks straight in like, ha ha, I've won, everybody.
But it's just like, whoosh. Look at the past 3 times that, we've been foiled again. Like, legit plans. Like, legit plans that were, like, smart enough to fool the Master, that you're like, okay, it makes sense that something that's been allowed for 1,000 years didn't plan on this variable. No, let's go to the most generically vague location ever created, Water Tunnel 3.
Site. Manhattan.
Site. Manhattan.
It's like they literally just took B-roll and took the title of the B-roll footage. Like, where did we get this footage? Oh, Water
comfort.
Tunnel 3.
You want comfort, but you get water tunnels. First you get comfort. Then you get Ikoris. Then you get Water Tunnel 3.
You know what? We're going to give you this stuff because we know that's what matters in this show.
Hey, no, you know what? Here's the redeeming thing about the show is the intro with the van running over as you're going. It's
And then, like, one of their legs, like, cracks.
It started off strong. And then,
yeah, of course. They did have one more silver bomb left.
They didn't bring the bread van back. I would have liked it if they brought the bread van back for that. That was when the show was good, man. The bread van. Classic bread van.
Guys, I want you guys to think back to the episode.
Bread truck.
Yeah. I want you to think back to the episode when they were all trapped in that gas station. Remember how great that was? Remember how everybody was like,
you remember when you thought this show would be good? Remember when Sean Astin was on this show?
Samwise.
Gamgee.
Man, there's... Okay.
Remember when Dutch's character made sense?
I'm really trying to pick something.
They killed Zach.
Well, they killed Zach, but Quinlan didn't get his, you know, like, Quinlan still dies. Now, he did pull out the neck thing, but I guess it didn't super kill him.
Let's talk about Quinlan, right?
Yeah.
Badass character of the show.
Yep.
I think we can universally agree that Quinlan was the best character on this show.
Yeah.
I think probably from the book reader standpoint, he's also the best character in the books, too. I think there's talks of a Quinlan spinoff. So, like, obviously everybody loves Quinlan. Yeah. He was super colorful. His makeup was like... Dude, Quinlan's makeup was on point this episode.
It's been like the last couple episodes. Yeah, they ran out of money. They ran out of white powder. So they're just kind of like, you know what? We'll just kind of just let it go.
Yeah. So Quinlan's storyline, that's the weird thing, is that they build up this entire... They build up this entire cat and mouse game, but it was never the master being the cat. Ever.
You're right. Yeah, you're
right. It was always Quinlan chasing the master and the master running away. So when you tell me pride is the reason the master goes and attacks them, I'm like, no, that's fucking bullshit, because the master was always running away to survive another day to get his plans. He didn't give a shit about Quinlan.
Yeah,
and he even tells Quinlan,
when we fight, it will be on my terms at a place where I decide.
My
obviously
choosing.
Not
Invictus.
Yeah. It'll be next to a fucking nuke, and I'll stomp your face in next to mining equipment after you give me a hickey.
Yeah, he stomped him cold. Like, I will say that was a cool death, but I think from a show's perspective, we needed to see Quinlan defeat the master. We needed to see most likely F kill Zach. I think if we got that this episode, we would have been okay.
I
think we would have been happy.
At least, even putting the red worm in a jar, maybe.
Yeah, and like,
I'd have been okay with it.
Maybe and then lighting a heart bomb using Satrakian.
And then lighting that thing on fire and seeing it like then it might have been
like
better.
Team America with the cockroach coming out of Kim Jong Il. I don't think we needed Ephraim to kill Zach. I don't think we needed Ephraim to kill Zach. I just think, you know, I actually don't disagree with how they played that out to the end.
Yeah.
I disagree with the fact that they pushed it so hard, like, oh, maybe you should redeem Zach. Oh, maybe he still got good inside of him. Like, stop that bullshit. Nobody wants to redeem Zach. Have Zach's redemption come naturally. Don't foreshadow the fucking thing like 8 times in this one episode.
I know from my own father.
When literally last episode he was so beyond redemption. It's just like flip flop, like crazy. Like, we literally built him up for 3 seasons to be this evil piece of shit.
And we've been talking about this. It's like, I feel like
they're
gonna
try. Dad.
I love you.
Yeah, I mean, right. we get the juxtaposition where he said, I hate you, and set it off.
Yeah.
But now, like, I don't know. So, Quinlan.
Oh, this show.
Like, dude, the characters, like, the more I think about it, they just weren't even themselves by the end of this. Like, it just didn't even make sense. Like,
because Roman becomes, like,
Roman becomes
the next Stoneheart.
Like, Roman was introduced in a shed, tied to shackles.
Yeah,
as just this random dude, and now he's like
getting
the one
beat up by like the lady squad or whatever.
Yeah, the cult.
Yeah,
or whatever. That we
probably
learn about.
Mad for saying
and you
lady
never,
squad,
and you're like,
but
and then, yeah, you
the
don't
lady
even
hunters,
give him.
I don't know whatever.
Yeah, he never gets like a real, like, not that he needed it, but it was weird to have. Okay, so we introduce this character who survives, and apparently he's major for the show in terms of like the ending, in terms of like he rebuilds like the banking system or something.
Yeah.
But you can cut back to Quinlan's flashbacks of him having some sort of weird family, but you can't, instead of maybe using that time to like give us like more about Roman or like really incorporating his character into
the. He turns into like the next, like he's like the next Wall Street guy. He's like Stoneheart kind of.
Yeah.
Like, he's like cutting ribbons and stuff.
Well, it's like
people
they're talking about
happy.
It like so positively, and I'm like, no, the dude worked for the treasury and like gave them all the silver, but he basically robbed the treasury.
Yeah.
And basically used that to rebuild the New York. Like, I get it, but it's still not like uplifting. I mean,
New York was very nice.
Yeah, and you completely just fucking forget about like Ephraim. Like, honestly, like, couldn't we have had a scene, like, instead of mentioning Roman that nobody cares about because he was introduced in episode 5 of this season or 3 or 4 or whatever, why don't we have, like, a scene where they're, like, somebody's walking up and standing over Ephraim's grave or something. Like, maybe some kind of memorial. They're like, there was no plaque. It's like, all right, cool, but, like, two people died down there.
Yeah, like, Roman, with all Roman's money, why didn't he make, like a Ephraim plaque on the side of the building that's, like, you know, heroes of the apocalypse?
No, I like the danger sign. I like the danger sign, just the generic just danger.
They mentioned there's no plaque.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, he could have made one. He's rich. Rich people make plaques. I mean, like, yeah, they can afford a plaque.
But you know what? He was so tainted because of Zach. Ephraim like a thing, like, and then you got his offspring that blew up the world.
Remember when Zach runs in his room, comes out with a freaking gun? You're like, I'm gonna come with too, Daddy.
And then he was like, come.
Oh, the first thing that put me off in this episode was when, like, the dude's like, I'll get him, takes a grenade, blows himself up, and Gus and the other dude just stand there watching. No, like, I'll get you guys' back. The dude runs off, and they wait for the explosion to go off and everything to settle before they're like, all right, let's go.
Yeah, when they storm, like, the water base, the water tunnel, when they're showing, like, each Strigoi, like, face, when they're like, and they got, like, the close-up, it's like, wait, that's not needed. It's just... See, I wouldn't be so upset about this if it was good, or at least we got satisfying deaths.
But we didn't even get, like, we didn't get the spirit of New York. Like, we even, like, set that off with Fett when Quinlan was talking to Fett. It's like, you know, you love this city, you love this. Like,
yeah.
And Fett having the coffee book knowledge of this Water Tunnel 3 and all this stuff, which was cool. But then, like, you know... The ending wasn't about New Yorkers for the love of humanity coming together to rebuild the city. It was just like, 5 years later, everything's coming back together. It's like there's no feeling of, like, everyone worked together, everybody for a common cause.
Everyone must walk together.
Well, you look at... I don't know. It was just weird because you are directly creating a show that compares to the Holocaust.
Yes.
But then they essentially defeat Hitler.
Yes.
There's no conclusion. Everybody just goes about their lives.
Well, also, we see that the government has still been around because they're like, the CDC, you know, takes 3 Strigoi and just puts them in it. I'm like, whoa, hold up. Where were you guys when New York was in a pop? Where was the military? Where was, okay, you got the Marines, you got the Air Force, you got the Navy, the Army, the National Guard. Where were the state police? Where were the, well, I guess they're gone. Okay, where were the Secret Service? There's tons of people out there that have badges and guns and could have came and helped. And what were y'all doing? Were y'all just waiting? Like,
It was just,
I'm mad at the government in this. I'm mad at the writers in this.
The stupid on-the-nose thing, like, nothing could go wrong there, right? Like, really? Like, we're obviously already thinking that. Like, why did you have to...
Yeah, we're already thinking, like, are they going to try to circle back around? Because I talked about this last episode, or maybe episode before last, where I was like, I wonder if they'll try to swing back around a couple years from now and do, like, you know, like, Strain the Return, or Strain something, or maybe another name of a show, but still based on, you know, like, 15 years from The Strain, or 20 years, you know, like, off. And, man, it's just... First, he's right. Why would you keep those? Why would you keep... You could have kept, like, 2 little worms in a Petri dish, or, like, a little beaker or something, and just put it in, like, a super-duper, very protected place.
I would have just preferred they show the jar with the fucking heart in it or something.
Yeah.
But that's gone now, I think, right? Like, they broke it or something like that, if I remember correctly.
Dude, what did I-Corps do with that?
I can't. Or maybe it got destroyed in the bomb in the New York.
Yeah.
Probably. Right. What's her face's heart? Yeah, it probably did.
Yeah.
It's just, man, I don't know. Just
this show.
I was 24 when I started watching this show, and I'm 27 now.
Dude, don't. Yeah, you definitely make it sound a lot worse when you start looking back and saying,
This is what I try to say in every episode when I watch a show, especially that I like or I'm trying to get into. What did we learn from this episode? What did we learn? What do we know now that we didn't know? And what did we learn from this episode? What happened? I mean,
we learned that.
I mean, they blew up the master, but I mean, nothing really happened. Like, Gus, we never saw Gus reconnect with the girl.
What the fuck
we
with never... Gus? Honestly, sorry, I gotta get into this really quick. So,
another waste of a good character.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Like, with a lot of potential.
Literally. Yes.
Gus is
him
like...
and Roman, man, that was very good in the last episode.
Look at a character who has wasted potential, and you have Gus, literally yes. in the dictionary. Because you look at him, he's been around since season one,
yep.
walking into Satrakian's pawn shop.
Yep.
He was the one who drove the van with the master of it over the rumor.
Good point.
Where was his redemption?
Yeah.
Because, like, his whole thing was that, like, he was trying to fight back for him. He didn't get to do anything at all. He really just, like, got to shoot some stuff and then, like, drive off into the sunset looking for a girl. Like, what? And, like, that was just, like, every time they read out, like, okay, that was the weirdest thing for me, too, is you have this entire series and you're going to end it with Fett. And plus, the series yeah. starts with Satrakian talking. It should have ended with Satrakian talking.
Exactly.
Even if he's dead, it would have made more sense.
Yeah, his voice kind of just, like, you
was
know.
Was the series. His
voice is dust in the wind.
That's the whole thing. It's like, if you're going to bring him back in a weird flashback, then you should let him end the narration.
I'm still trying to figure out, like, did we need this?
No.
Like, I'm still trying to figure out, like, why this
Well, the timeline is so fucked up that we don't even know what 11 months ago was.
Yeah,
we don't know who's
like,
alive. We don't know what actually happened. Like,
yeah, we could see that F had hair. We assumed that Nora was still alive.
He doesn't even talk about Sam, which is sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a weird flashback for the sake. I feel like, and I know, guys, I know writing a show. I know writers. I'm sure we all know writers. I know writing a show is not just one person gets to do what they want. All right? We know that. But it does seem like we were sort of shortchanged in this.
Sort of?
Like, I'm trying to be as nice as possible. But I feel like we were shortchanged because what was the flashback for? Why? And then at the end, it's like, well, it's been 5 years, and the sun is almost up 6 hours.
It almost feels like, this is what it feels like. It's like in a contract situation with actors, it's like you're guaranteed a certain amount of episodes. They're like, oh, well, you know, we're paying, you know, whoever the actor that plays the track hands. So it's like, we got to give him a scene in the finale.
Yeah,
I mean, because, like, he's been a series regular since this long. We can't, like, not give him his scene or make sure that he gets his screen time so that we properly pay him accounting-wise.
Okay, but, like, look at his dying words. One of the most important characters in the series, and his dying words are like, you have to separate the master from his whatever.
His limbs or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, honestly.
And we didn't even do that, did we?
They took out Sanjay Desai.
Yeah. And,
like, really? That's his limbs? Like, what?
That's like maybe one, but.
I mean, shout out to Cass Anvar. You did a great job.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, with what they gave you.
And one of the
great.
Most satisfying deaths, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure.
Way more satisfying than Quinlan's pussy ass. Curb stomp death.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was just really perturbed by how they would end the season that way. It's just super saturated views of New York. And just like, I literally was imagining.
Everybody's so happy. Like, I mean, 5 years is not a long time for people to just be like.
Yeah, we just had this. We just had the.
Running with a dog.
Have a golden retriever all happy and everything.
Oh, the rats are back. Oh, everything's great.
I see rat poop going into a career. Yeah.
No, but yeah. Was I the only one who, like, while they were, well, like, I'm Vasily Fett. I'm just going to read this script. This is what's going on with her. Dutch is going to get the internet back on track. Gus decided to drive
like
a car into the sunset.
One new email received.
What? I'm reading this script because Bradley wasn't available for this voiceover. And I'm rolling my eyes between every line because everybody's got such mediocre lives after everything that just went on.
You think that these guys would be, or at least have some kind of special pact after, not just like, all right, guys, see ya, take it easy. No, they have like some kind of special pact, like, because they lived through some stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, they went through things together. Like, for Gus to be like, all right, guys, I'm gone. At least show him with the girl, you know, or I don't know, man. He's just driving with a green screen and. You know, you got Roman. He's, you know, starting the banks up again because he went and got that money. You got to do that. Look, if there's an apocalypse, you know, stack up on a couple of bars just in case everything comes back. But, and, you know, Dust just goes back to a regular life. Like, I mean, I guess this would happen in real life. But I feel if this happened in L.A., All right. And we survive. We survive and we make it out and like we killed tons of stuff and we, you know, we drove through and we set off bombs and we made it. I'm not just gonna be like, well, I'm gonna go apply to work at Target. No, all right. It's not gonna happen. I've done real things. All right.
I got my rebar. I'm good.
No, I'm confused at what Fett's new job is. So is he back to being a rat, like a rat exterminator?
He's
a rat man now.
City something.
Oh, I didn't murder myself, but I just walk around the streets with my rebar.
Yeah, he's just like swinging around all happy. It's just like, I know you have a badge, but I don't know about the extermination game, so I'm going to put that out there first. But I'd assume that just because you're an exterminator doesn't mean you can just walk around swinging rebar like it's, you know, like it's the thing to do.
You can.
Oh, you can?
Yeah,
oh,
okay. it's in the handbook.
All right, cool.
I mean, it could be something cool. It could have been something cool, right, where it could have been like Fett saying, and Dutch and I, we got together with the CDC to study these like Strigoi. Still figure out if we could find some sort of an answer.
Especially since the CDC did not come and help any of us. So, anyway.
To continue Ephraim's, right. Ephraim's like long time work and what he died for.
Oh, and we still have the lumen. Now we've translated the lumen and we've made it available so it's always backed up. And we have like something, even though
they translated the lumen, it's just a children's book. Egyptian children's book.
Like, I don't know. Beauty and the Beast? Wait, what? What's going on here?
I mean, the lumen was so important.
I know how to defeat the master. You have to make him fall in love with you before the last petal falls off the rose. He feeds on love. He feeds on love. First, you have comfort. Then, you get love. Then, the slipper must fit. And then, you have Water Tunnel 3.
Water Tunnel.
You must awaken the person with a kiss.
I want a really quick shout out to all the people in the chat who have been following us this entire time. Please hit that thumbs up if you're enjoying the show. And tweet us if you're not. Just don't hit that thumbs down.
Please.
Shout out to Cell Wonk, Madrid, Mandrid Hugh, Rock Collins, Adam Fink, Dave G, Renji, 90998, Linkscat 1, Dupaman. Danger Dane, the third turd, Cherry Davis, let's see here, Aaron Degenerate. So in the chat, we've basically covered this episode because nothing happened till the end, and the plan was literally, let's fucking wing it, bring him to a tunnel, and go against everything that we know about the master being intelligent, and just have him chase Quinlan for the very first time ever. So if you guys want me to say anything in any voice, if you write the quote in the chat and say what character you want.
I love this.
I will do it for you guys.
Oh, man.
Because we have 20 minutes to fuck around.
No. Magic, he said the best thing. We've translated the lumen. Turns out it's an ancient form of trolling.
Yeah, it's cold. It wastes 3 seasons of your life.
Yeah. I love that.
Man, that book... They sold it for like $3 million or something, like some crazy amount of money. Then you get it, you're like, oh, it's the face of God. Oh, it's the sun. Well, we kind of knew the sun killed them, but we need a nuclear bomb. Cool. Oh, now it's limbs. It's like, no, it's one of the, it has different ways to kill the, like, I just feel like this show has not lived up to its potential.
GameBoy10 in the chat says, not the best finale, not the worst. And I'm going to agree with that.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Because
it's not the worst.
I covered Dexter for the last 2 seasons.
That was a little...
Talk about a show...
Let's get on a boat.
All right, let's
on a boat!
We're gonna jump to Dexter real quick. First 2 seasons of Dexter, top quality television. Then things happen, and it was still... kind of okay.
Trinity Killer season is the best season.
Wait, was that the John Lithgow one?
Yeah,
John Lithgow
and Colin Hanks, right? Colin Hanks is in there too.
John Lithgow season.
Trinity Killer was real good.
Watch till the end of the Trinity Killer thing and then quit Dexter.
After that,
that season's probably one of the best written seasons of television.
That's
next to Breaking Bad. It's up there.
Yeah.
So they want me to say, first you get comfort, then you get rubber baby buggy bumpers.
It shouldn't be, man. I was really excited to see what they were gonna do here because we had 3 episodes that I was like, you know what, these are solid.
Dude, the last 3 ramping up to the finale were good until you realize that at the end of episode 9, there's no fucking plan.
Yeah,
That was just so frustrating for me. They do huge moves. They kill Slatrakian. They kill Ikorst. Yeah. Zach is in a position of, like, power, and we find out that, like, finally Ephraim is, like, not gonna try to redeem Zach. We're actually, like, at that moment. But there's no plan because nobody knows how to translate the Lumen anymore, and it's just,
you know what?
Dumb.
Let's, okay, you know what? How about this? We got to, how about, let's rewrite.
And my other confusing, well, no, here's the other confusing part is,
like,
Quinlan never ever made, if Quinlan has been around longer than Satrakian,
yeah.
I mean, this guy never made one attempt to ever, like, try to translate the Lumen. You think this is a guy that would have, if he's been after the master for so long,
and he's been alive, like, he's probably learned all these languages.
Yeah, I mean, you'd think that he would, at least, if Satrakian had to die, then maybe, like, there is a, you know, Quinlan could have at least kind of come in, or, like, they could have interweaved the storyline of Quinlan trying to help Satrakian or pick up where he left off to say, I see the pieces of, like, this or that.
Yeah, you'd think, like, Quinlan would be a lot less useless. He's so badass, but they made him so useless.
Or maybe if we open this episode with the master transferring himself into Zach, if we open this episode with that, then maybe that would have given us some. I don't know. This episode is.
Dude, it's because you're perverse, man, and you just wanted to see. Suck the white. You just wanted to see him get on his knees one last time.
Take this
for the white.
What happened to the master? I don't know, Dad. He just was hanging out with Herbert recently. Oh, Chris, you're just going to suck this white. I'll just make you live for a little bit longer, Chris. Come on, we'll get this white, Chris.
First, you get comfort. Then you get white. He's
like, no, wait, I don't want is that it. Is that the Michael Jackson path to success?
Yes.
First, you get thriller.
First, you get thriller.
No, you get thriller. No, you get thriller. White. Now, then you get bad, then you get white.
Oh, there you go. Lynxcat says Steven should do Quinlan, and Dupaman had a good comment, so I'll try to do Quinlan. I don't do Quinlan.
Oh, Quinlan.
Quinlan, like,
Quinlan, yes. Yes, Quinlan.
I'm sorry, but this show had more potential than Quinlan. Any horror show. It got so wasted.
What was that last line?
I'm speechless with how poorly they ended this.
What was Quinlan's
last line?
I hope that you live your life and the world comes back together.
He says,
I was like, that's the most inspirational thing he's ever said.
I hope you build a beautiful world with the people who are in it.
Something like that. And it was like, wow, that was nice. I was like, I really don't have anything bad to say about that. I was like, that's the nicest
Zoloft,
thing.
Zoloft, sponsored by Quinlan.
It's
may cause redness and
hey Michael, the partnership.
We made it. We've done it.
You know what this episode was missing? They didn't have a budget for it. I'm sure that's the reason. But when he says this partnership is over, I wanted a montage of people just getting fucking slaughtered.
Wow.
Because all we see are just, like, CGI burning buildings, and we see, like, thousands of Strigoi, but we don't see, like, the full impact of, like, go to the Brotherhood centers that are still being used,
and just, getting,
and just
like,
all bit, of the Strigoi just, like, getting kill bit. Everybody.
Yeah, because we just hear Gus and Roman come back and say, like, everybody's getting attacked. You know, it's over. Like, they're all coming here. They're about 30 blocks away or something like that.
See, I can see it. I can see it a couple months from now. So tonight was the Emmys. And they always prep up for the Emmys, and like they start sending out promotional materials and everything. What I want for the strain, for when they're pumping this thing for the Emmys this next year, I want the bars. I want the partnership bars.
I don't think they'll pump this for the Emmys.
I want them to send those things out so I can see what it tastes like.
All right, let's see. What could this win an Emmy for?
Creatively destroying a great concept. Dupaman says, can we just forget about the part that Fett and Dutch hooked up with other people and now they're in love? Just didn't feel right. Yeah.
Hey, man, that happens. I mean, it happens. I mean, hey. Sometimes you love somebody, then you love someone else, then you come back. You know, I mean, it's cyclical.
I feel like they had six writer's rooms with two people in each, And then they just threw shit at the wall and saw what stuck, and then one person's like outside just looking at the windows of like shit that stuck and just putting it together.
Oh, dude, they called that X-Men 3, The Final Stand. If you want to know what that looks like, it was X-Men 3, The Final Stand.
Dave G in the chat.
I promise you.
Dave G in the chat says, at least the strain isn't as bad as Fear the Walking Dead. I haven't watched Fear the Walking Dead.
Since, I haven't watched it either.
There's parts, I don't disagree with what he said. There's parts to that show where there's certain storylines, especially this season, that have really kind of gone off the rails for the
show.
But
you know what? It has gone the way of kind of like, you know, Fear the Walking Dead, Z Nation, that type of stuff. Even though Z Nation has its charm to it, but this one has...
And at least Z Nation's like sci-fi, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, if you're a network that shows Sharknado and Tyrannosaurus Rex versus, you know, Whale Rider or something, then, I mean, you know, Z Nation is definitely not going to be...
But the thing is, this is on FX.
No, I agree. I know. That's what I'm saying.
FX. Like, they had shows like Tyrant, regardless of how you felt about the final season. Tyrant, the first season... tough. Other shows, what's something else that FX has that's
no, I mean, like Legion right now Legion, is amazing. Yeah, like Fargo. Fargo's been
FX
rocking.
FX has tons of great stuff. And then, like, The Strain is like the show that FX forgot.
It started off strong. It started off strong, and then
the
it's
first
like,
season, you're like, wow, let's see what's going to happen next.
You know what happened is the executives at FX that were championing the thing, They all got like fired, or like they started just kind of finding other projects, and they're like, who wants this? Who wants this?
You know,
I'm an assistant. I'll do it. All right, we'll promote you as a junior exec.
The problem is that Guillermo del Toro just like walked away after the first few episodes and was like, all right, I'll throw my name on it. It's a show. So this is how the Emmys would go, right? They'd be like,
maybe
all
they
right,
get something to make up.
This is just a situation how they go, you know. And the nominees for Best Drama Actor are Anthony Hopkins, Westworld, Bob Odenkirk, Better Call Saul, Matthew Reese, The Americans, Liv Schreiber, Ray Donovan, and David Bradley, The Strain. And the winner is... Ah, I'm so excited. Bob Odenkirk, Better Call Saul.
Oh, man, I cannot wait to see something like that, even though it would never happen, but it would be if he
just
if he went to the Emmys as Satrakian, I would be, you know what,
with the sword and everything.
Now, how about the younger guy that played him, the best makeup? Maybe best makeup when they bring the younger guy that played Satrakian with the voiceover, with like the dubbed voicer.
Yeah, because I mean, I think they could probably push for makeup. You know, maybe like best.
I mean, of course, man, that guy, I'd love to see that guy, like, without makeup on in, like, public and be like...
And the nominees for Best Beard, and the winner is... Vasily Fett in The Strain!
I'd like to thank my barber. I really like to thank...
Grecian. Grecian for the black dye.
Really like my pomade.
Oh, pomade, yeah.
I really like my agent for always believing in my growth. Official hair. My growth. Yeah, I will say this. In the apocalypse, his beard was immaculate. Like, you think, just like Alex, how she always had makeup and stuff on. I'm like, you know what? Fett's beard is actually pretty well
kept. Fett's beard was probably the best 4-season arc in this show.
Wait.
Oh, man.
Wait, do we still have Brianna or no? Brianna, are you around? Okay, so...
She's around.
No.
Sorry, guys. I didn't have the buttons pressed. What's up, guys?
No, Brianna. I wanted you to talk about like them putting like the costume makeup back on Quinlan, and then we turned him into like a hipster.
Oh yeah, that's the whole plan for killing the masters. You guys throw him off the scent by hipster Quinlan.
Yeah, he'd be like, "Who is this guy? I don't know who this guy is."
Yeah, put makeup on.
It just looks like some cool.
Where is the Bourne? I don't know, but I'm going to tell you right now, I smell a mix of fig, cinnamon, and maybe a little patchouli.
Ooh. Ooh. Do you know that I listen to only vinyl?
Oh, my God. Me too.
Hipster Quinlan.
It's almost like we don't have electricity anymore.
I kind of hate myself, but I would totally watch a Hipster Quinlan spinoff.
You know what? Like a nice little miniseries
it's
of
like,
him in New York.
Just imagine like the history lessons. Like, oh, my God, you were in ancient Rome? Were you like around the emperors? No, they were a little too mainstream. I was in a small herding goat village during that time.
Hipster Quinlan.
He's like, I didn't have the Caesar cut.
Oh my God, Quinlan! What was your favorite part of American history? The assassination of John F. Kennedy. Why was that amazing? because I was working at a really nice bar at the time.
Hipster Quinlan.
We served hibiscus absinthe.
No, back then, he would have been a hippie. He would have been hippie Quinlan, right?
Okay, yeah. But see, now... Maybe
Quinlan. Or yuppie.
No, he would have been Gypsy Quinlan.
Gypsy Quinlan, okay.
Ooh, nice. I could see something. Maybe set it around, you know, say 2005, 2006, New York. He's hanging out, you know, and he's, you know, just feeling out the vibe of New York, maybe before the other ages.
Now we're getting
into
X-Men Days of Future Past, which is which was great.
No, I thought that's what we were getting into when we went back to medieval or Victorian England Quinlan.
Oh, boy.
Downton Quinlan.
And he looks like you know, he looks like Paul Bettany with long hair.
Sleeping Quinlan?
Can we pull that sound for like 2 seconds?
We want to bring up the Downton Abbey theme song, Brie.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You know what?
First, you get comfort. Then, you get hipster Quinlan. Then, you get Downton Quinlan. Then, you get... Then,
here we go.
You get water tunnel 3.
Previously on Downton Abbey, or Downton Quinlan.
On Downton Quinlan. I was walking through a tunnel where I came upon an Asian parlor where they were all strigoi. I fell in love with a girl who had very, very surface material anything, and for some reason, in my 1,000 years of experience, I fell in love with this girl who has nothing to her except her need for immortality because her brother's sick. Let's completely backtrack from an entire episode and take this completely off topic to discuss this for about 30 minutes so we can continue the storyline to have a very unappealing and unsatisfying ending to the series.
And she had a child.
This is Downton Quinlan.
And...
Yeah, and all these... You know, the other part of that that would have made that cool is in all these centuries, and all these years, mm-hmm. you know that they would have had, like she would have gotten remarried, or like they would have had offspring, like that girl would have gotten remarried, like just to find... Like even if he was just kind of just curious every now and then just to see what her lineage was.
Okay, kind of like a Highlander kind of thing. You know what? They could have played up not. I have no rival, but you know,
there could be only one.
The blood of kings, but I mean, you could have played up kind of that thing where he was like, you know, looking after maybe her lineage or trying to figure out if there were any, you know,
I'm Connor McLeod
of the Clan McLeod.
I'm Duncan McLeod, his cousin.
Oh, if they had a sex scene between him and her, they could have just like reused the scene from Grey Worm and in Game of Thrones.
Oh man, this show could have been great. It really could have. This show had everything you needed.
Dupa just said you guys remember Vaughn.
Yeah,
dude, Vaughn, he was so badass.
Yeah, Vaughn with the SWAT vampires.
You talked about him. Yeah, you talked about Vaughn. Yeah.
First, you get Vaughn, then you like Vaughn. Then we kill Vaughn in the dumbest way possible, so we can make room for Quinlan. Then you get hipster Quinlan. And then we kill Quinlan in the dumbest way possible.
Yeah, because you could have had a very interesting dynamic between Vaughn and the kind of like SWAT Strigoi working for the ancients and Quinlan, and how
we never
both of
saw
them...
SWAT Strigoi again.
What's
with the Daywalkers? And because they were with the ancients, and we killed the ancients, but like, shouldn't there still be some?
Thank you. So it's like you could have a very interesting dynamic between Vaughn being like, "Hey, I work for the ancients. I, you know, I'm a company man for the order, the old order or whatever." And Quinlan being like, "I'm free from that, whatever." And both of them being like, "You know, we kind of both want the same thing, but I want it for different reasons. I go about it differently," but both of them being very cool and then having the master have to deal with both of these guys. You know, that would have been very interesting. Both of them wanting the master gone for different reasons. And well, kind of, I guess the ancients really wanted the master kind of just in check. Did they really want him dead, or I can't remember now.
I think they just wanted him
kind of like in check. Yeah.
Back into their system or
yeah.
something.
So that would have been very interesting with them, kind of how they would play back and forth if it was ever played.
Oh
upon.
Man, you guys remember Coco?
Man, look,
wait, who's Coco?
Hashtag don't tell my wife. Coco was super duper fun. She was like in season 1 and 2. No, she was in season two and three. Or
she's
something
in
like that.
Three.
And she
Coco
took a bullet.
Coco was the Eldridge Palmer girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, journalist. She was, yeah.
She took a bullet.
Oh, dude, yeah. Love her, man.
First, you get Coco. First, then you get Vaughn.
Oh, love
then
her, man.
You get comfort.
Oh, definitely, dude. I get a lot of comfort from her.
Coco was fun.
Definitely get a lot of comfort from her.
Coco. Yeah.
Dutch. Oh, not Dutch.
Another waste of a character that
he wouldn't have killed himself if he had Coco.
Yep. See, Coco. And then, did he try to like threaten Ikors to bring her back or something like that?
But bring her back. I really liked Coco. What are you doing, Master? You need me. Give me the white. First I get comfort. I am a rich man, and I am their dichotomy of Donald Trump. Welcome to this show.
Pretty much, yeah.
I love Coco.
And I remember watching the after show at that time and being like, you know, Coco really kind of came around to this whole weird Strigoi thing super fast.
She was so into it so quick. And you also remember that they brought in that character right around the same time as, like, number one on the charts was I'm in love with the Coco. And I'm like, so we were always like, love with the Coco.
Yeah.
So let's try to list off the characters that we liked that they just killed. So Felix was the first one.
Yeah.
Felix was the fatty friend in the first season. Then we have the wrestler, Angel.
Yeah, Angel.
See, great character. Yeah.
Then we had Bald Cop and Feralda.
I miss Bald Cop.
Bald Cop and Feralda. We had Sam.
Oh, yeah, Sam.
Sean Astin.
We had the girlfriend that we never see again. Duchess girlfriend who left.
Charlotte.
No, no, Duchess girlfriend who left.
Duchess girlfriend.
She left with her mom. Her mom left. Comes in.
Agent Thomas was in this season. I think this season probably had more than any other season of just superfluous characters they introduce, make us try to like, and then
kill. Like, we didn't care about
Alex. But, like, last season, it was really upsetting because they built up a really good network with the cops and with Angel and everything, only to have it kind of, like, fizzle out.
Yeah. Cream, even though Cream kind of deserved
Vaughn, Jim, Nora was great, but Nora's death had a purpose, so I can let that slide.
Yeah, at least it had a purpose.
What was Gimme Shelter says, remember? I'm in love with the Coco. Yeah, we do remember that joke. I am Satrakian. My sword sings of silver, bitch. Oh, okay. They want me to say that in Satrakian. I am Satrakian, and my sword sings of silver, bitch. I actually say that to Rick almost every night. I text him.
Really?
Yeah, I text him.
I walk out of the studio and it's like, what? What's going on?
It's like, what is this?
Oh, why? Fitzwilliams. Fitzwilliams is a badass.
Oh, yeah. He went to like Long Island and we never heard of him again.
The first POC we just kill for no reason.
Because I remember he went to like Long Island and then he went to make sure his brother was okay.
Yeah, and then they convinced him to come back and he died like right away. Like, we need good people like you. You gotta come back and help. Oh, remember Gus's cousin?
Oh, yeah, because he gave him the security codes to get in and all that.
Oh, the cousin was in there for like two episodes.
You remember, so cousin, two episodes. And then you remember remember the worst storyline with Gus was him like feeding his mom and stuff?
I was about to say that.
God damn, dude. Like, come on. Like,
I understand, but dude, no. Like, I understand up until the point where you're like, I'm gonna feed her. Like, are you serious? Dude, just kill her. Like, let's move on. Because we're sitting here watching a character that could be cool, stuck in an apartment.
It was pretty funny when she had, like, her head covered in bags and shit, and he's just, like, hanging out with bagged mom.
Yeah, it's like, what?
Cream was just, like, the worst character.
Yeah. You kind of need the slimy guy who's kind of, like, because you have him, and then you had Sanjay. So, you know, you kind of needed those kind of slimy characters, of course, that are collaborators or collaborator-ish.
He got a good ending. I like that where he like came in and tried to like sit there and be like, okay, this is what it's going to be. And then all of a sudden, just like, nope.
And he was like, snap.
That was a good death.
He actually changed him. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, that was a good way for him to go out.
Yeah, I like that.
At least in terms of like, right, he gets Strigoid and then.
Yeah. But I just, man, this show.
We can rule the galaxy, father and son.
Here, let's see if we can call the writers here. One second, sorry, that's my voice. Let's see if we can just call the writers.
All right, cool. Let's dial them on up.
Hello, you have reached the writers of The Strain. We cannot come to the phone right now, as we have not shown up to work in 3 seasons. Please leave a message, because we will never get it.
Beep, beep. It's
dee, dee, dee. I'm sorry.
This line has been disconnected.
I really don't know. And it's a shame.
Oh, I've decoded the lumen!
Ooh.
I have decoded the lumen! Oh, get me not
Somebody play Ephraim.
Yes, Doc.
Yes, Doc.
Yeah. How may I help you?
I have figured it out. I have cross-referenced the Lumen with ancient Assyrian texts. Ooh. And the slang ebonics of New York. And it has pointed at where the weakness of the Master is.
What? Really?
Yes. It roughly translates to Water Tunnel 3.
Site Manhattan.
How would it know that?
Wait, the Lumen was made?
I was reading the coffee book. This tunnel was based on blueprints they found from 3,000 years ago. Guys, in an ancient Bible. And New Yorkers just went with it. It took 50 years to make this incomplete tunnel where we could kill something.
Guys in the chat, please tell me you felt the same way. Once he started going on his kind of like a
history lesson, rant, yeah.
I was just like, really?
You know so much about this fucking tunnel.
Really? So now you're the tunnel man.
I mean, like, to be fair, though, yes, that made sense with this character because his dad's an architect, yes, and he was like smart in architecture and all that.
I know.
It's still just they haven't brought it up in so long that it like,
just
felt weird.
Dumb. It was dumb.
Gimme Shelter says that Nora is the ultimate side chick. All you side chicks, take note.
Nora?
I don't think he meant Nora. I think he meant...
if Nora...
Charlotte?
No, the... Which one was Nora? What's... No, Kelly is his wife. So, yeah, Nora. Nora's the ultimate side chick.
She's the ultimate side chick?
I mean, Nora was on point.
I forget being Dutch, because Dutch goes both ways, so...
Dupaman says it always felt like Gus had a bigger purpose, but he never served it. Yeah, he didn't.
Gus, yeah.
Yeah,
Bolivar. True. Hey, remember Bolivar?
Oh, man. He was the master for like 2 seconds. Now, the look on Ikor's face... When the master didn't choose him and he chose Bolivar, that was priceless.
Like in season 1 where you see his balls and his penis go down the toilet.
All right, we have to wrap up. Favorite character?
Favorite character? I really wanted to be Gus because it could have been, but I have to say probably Quinlan.
Quinlan?
Quinlan or Vaughn. I really wanted it to be Gus because I could have been cool, but they kind of just gave up on him.
Rick?
The guy with the best... storyline, and they killed him off way too quick, was Angel. My overall favorite characters, I mean, because they did a good job of explaining this vendetta Issa-Trakian.
Really?
Yeah.
I think my favorite character in the show is Ikorst. Just really think, like, the actor, everything about that character was captivating.
Yeah.
And it was played very well.
Yeah. Like, every time he was around, you didn't really know how dangerous he was or wasn't at the time. And that he brought. We know he did a good job because we know the level of writing on this show. So we know all of that was acting. All of that was him taking the... It was kind of like in Phantom Menace when like Ewan McGregor was like, okay, I guess I'm going to have to fix this.
You were my brother! I loved you, Anakin!
I hate you!
Oh my God.
But
guys, this has been... I wish I could say it's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure with you guys. It's been fun talking shit about the show. Because, like, honestly, I don't know. We're going to start a new show on AfterBuzz TV that is going to be more comedic after shows. So you'll be able to find those. It'll be kind of like what this has been. Yeah. Hopefully with good shows. And, again, this show had so much potential. It's just really sad that it just felt so disjointed. And, like, it was just the same as how it was written. There was just no plan. And even in the end, like, their plan came together, but, like, it felt cheapened, and it didn't feel true to the show.
Yeah, it only came together in an hour and a half.
Like, you can't... Breaking Bad just raised the bar so high for everything coming together so perfectly.
Yeah.
And there are other shows that do it really well, too, but, like, they had 4 seasons to set up something really intricate. And they had all of the pieces in play. They had captivating characters, great backstories, really cool people they can play with, an entire city in ruins, and they had the Lumen, they had all of New York, and they had a nuke. And they could have made something really, really cool.
Yeah.
And they didn't. They just made us hate Zach, and that's really the only emotion I really had in this.
Yeah.
I knew that the show was going to be dumb once they killed Satraki and Ikor, the best two characters in the show. Like, you can't have an ending that starts with two of the most important characters and then kill them before the ending. Because then you just don't really care anymore. You're like, all right, great. Ephraim does shit.
I still feel they could have built something up with the Master and Quinlan. and made it not, and I know this is used way too much, but something like epic. You know, they could have made it epic between them two, and they spent time talking about, I love you, I'm going to kill myself. No, maybe F should do it. It just, man.
Dude, honestly, they could have filmed this season in 4 episodes or even 3. And you know what? Like, this whole series, every single season had about 8 episodes of filler.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Every single season had 8 episodes of filler. We were at that gas station in the first season for 5 episodes.
Right.
We were. Oh, man, you're right.
So, like,
hold on, was it 5 episodes? I know we were there for a long time.
Might not have been 5, but it was certainly,
I know,
like,
a long time. Way longer than I needed to be.
It felt like, yeah, at least 5 episodes, right?
Yeah, it felt like it.
It was probably something like 3, but it probably felt like 5.
But even the first season was, like, good, but, like...
But the first season gave you an idea of an awesome trajectory. Like, okay, this is only going to get better. And then... Season 2, and oh man, I guess I'll leave guys with this, with one of Satrakian's lines from the first season at the very end. In the name of all that is holy!
In the name of all that is holy!
There you go. I want to say, please go follow our YouTube channel, AfterBuzz TV, Sci-Fi, Fantasy, and Superheroes. It's AfterBuzzTV.com, or YouTube.com/AfterBuzzTVSciFi. Go subscribe to that channel, because that's where you'll find most of the shows that I cover here. But yeah, it's been a good 4 years from Matt Lieberman, Jackie Borowski, Zach Wilson, and myself, to myself, Michael Young, Stacey Newsom, to now the final season with Mr. Rick Hong, myself, and Michael Young. The one thing that kept me actually doing this show was not the show itself. It was definitely you guys in the chat and you guys tweeting in every week and actually... Yes. Being definitely fun, like hanging out with. Please tweet us. Of course, I know a lot of you guys in the chat are big AfterBuzzer fans and all that. So, like, you'll stay with us. In the meanwhile, where can we find you guys?
You can find me online. That's right, One Youngster, which is O-N-E-Y-O-U-N-G-S-T-A. Also on YouTube, you can just search N-E-R-D-S-O-U-L, Nerd Soul, Nerd Stuff all the time. A whole bunch of cool things happening. So, I guess pass it off to the one and only... Rick Hong.
That's right, guys. I'm Stephen. Oh, wait. No. He's actually right here. I'm Rick Hong. You can find me on all social media at Rick Hong. And in 2 weeks on Sundays, After Buzz is actually going to be starting a Netflix news panel, which I will be on. And ooh, so please check it out. Thanks for watching.
Okay, cool. And you guys can find me on Twitter, as always, at Stephen Lemieux, STPHNLEMAX. Check out my Instagram at Stephen Lemieux Photo. You can see some cool photos from my trip to Greece. That was really nice.
Some nice stuff.
Follow Brianna, who is engineering our show right now. She watches the show too, so if you want her opinion, you can follow her on Twitter at bphipps14, bphipps14. And yeah, feel free to talk to us on Twitter, and
yeah,
make sure you comment after this video ends, because that way we can actually reply to you guys. Shout out to everyone in the chat. Please, at the last moment, hit that thumbs up. It helps the video tremendously get more views. It's like I'm rambling because I don't want it to end, but like...
Yeah, it's like, you know, it
especially
has
for
to
you, man. After 4 seasons, it's...
I think to... Here, I'll make a button, guys. I just have one last thing to say. I love you, Dad.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
And the last thing you get is Zach dying.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.